of research and style and point of view.
Did I immerse myself?
As preparation for writing.
Did I immerse myself in Victorian literature? Yes, I did. That was most of the research I did, was to read Victorian literature. So I read a lot of ghost stories. I read Frankenstein and Dracula and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is a much better book than you would expect from having just watched people like do that over and over again for years. I read Bleak House by Dickens. I read The Turn of the Screw, which had, I reread The Turn of the Screw. And then I read some more modern ghost stories. The Shining, Haunting of Hill House. I was somewhat surprised, well, not terribly surprised, a little bit surprised to find out that reading ghost stories didn't scare me. Reading books doesn't frighten me that much, as a brave guy. But the ones that I did find the most disturbing were The Turn of the Screw and The Haunting of Hill House, those ghost stories where at the end of it you're not entirely sure if anything has happened at all, or what the most terrifying part was, whether it was the ghost or the way that people behaved. Sure?
I have a follow-up question to that, actually, which is, have you read Hilary Mantel's new book, Beyond Black, her most recent book? It's about a medium, modern day in England, and your book a little bit, I mean, not the era, but they sort of remind me, just the way that you talk about dead people a lot, reminded me a lot. Were there any other modern ghost stories that you read?
I'm about to have to close the questions because the bald gentleman approaching the microphone frightens me. No, modern ghost stories, no, that was about it, I think. I was very curious how they were put together, how Stephen King books were put together. I hadn't read any before that. Any hairless gentlemen have any questions for me?
Having grown up with you, I know you are not Victorian. How do you know you're writing in Victorian English?
It's funny, you know, they always say there are no stupid questions. Every once in a while, they'll still surprise you. How do I know I'm writing Victorian English? If you don't know that's Victorian English, are you raised in a barn? What do you mean? I'm imitating. I have a voice to imitate and parody things, as you may have picked up over the years. As far as I can tell, it's Victorian. I gave it to some English professors, and they said it seemed pretty Victorian. But, I mean, obviously, and I stole some words that nobody uses anymore from Victorian novels. Aside from that, I have no proof of it, I guess. You have to take my word for it. You especially have to take my word for it. Speaking of stealing words from Victorian novels, which I think we were, in Dickens' Bleak House, there's a reference to the particular as a noun. Anyone know what the particular is? It's in this book. I didn't know what it was either. There was a footnote, fortunately. The particular was the term at the time for the characteristic London fog. We walked through the particular. I liked it. I didn't know what it meant at the time, but I figured no one else will ever know what it means, but I liked it, and so I threw it into this book. And then I was in contact with the person who was translating this book into Italian, and she said, what is the particular? No, she didn't. It was an email. Probably not that thick an accent. Although, you know, anyhow, so she emailed. She said, what's the particular? And I said, well, it's from Bleak House and it's the characteristic London fog. And she said, oh, I love Dickens. I'll go and check the classic translation of Bleak House and see how they translated the particular for that. And so she got back to me a couple days later and she said, they obviously didn't know what it meant and they just thought it meant particularly. And they made it up. So they just, Dickens in Italian is wrong, in case anyone here is interested. But they just made it up and they didn't have anyone to ask. So that's a little lesson about translation. I have a better translator than Dickens in Italian. Any other questions? Yes, in the back.
Do you